week's host, Tom Meredith.
Good morning. This is Galesburg Live. Glad to have you with us here on this Saturday morning. Tom Meredith and our special guest here in our Ask the Expert Hour is the owner of the Galesburg Academy of Martial Arts, Aaron Duke. He's got some events coming up and... What are you an expert on? I can find all kinds of things you're probably an expert on.
Chocolate chip cookies.
That's one of them. That was actually my first thought was going to be chocolate chip cookies. It's chocolate chip cookie talk.
I would love to be here talking about cookies.
Well, thanks for being in with us here this morning.
Thank you. For having me. I'm very happy and grateful to have another opportunity to be here at WGIL. And we do have some great events coming up. One is actually coming up next Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that we get really excited about because once a year, we have a women's only event, and this is open to anyone in the community. This is not a martial arts event per se, but it is martial arts related. So we'll kind of spin it like that. And Master Trina Pellegrini is coming up from Florida. This will be her third visit to Galesburg.
My arm is nearly recovered from the last visit.
She has asked why she has not been back on the air.
I'll get in contact with her. We'll get her on this week.
I was like, hey, calm down now. I'm on your side. But she really had a great time with you and Tyler. You guys came out and spent some time with her and were able to hear kind of, you know, why she does what she does. But Saturday, March 4th at the Academy, we're hosting Trina for an all-day seminar. It starts at 10 o'clock, and it'll go till 4. The great thing about that is, again, you don't have to have any experience. This is not so much like a self-defense seminar as it is an empowerment and what I will call an attitude adjustment. Because a lot of what Trina teaches women and even younger people going, you know, to like junior high age, so 12 and up, is awareness. We're living in a society now where we're so distracted by so many things. And, you know, I have my phone here and, you know, you've got your phone and, but we're just so connected to so many things. And Trina discusses, you know, how to, what she refers to, and I'm not going to give it away, how to live in yellow. So if you don't know what living in yellow is, you need to come to the event on Saturday.
Well, and the other thing that you kind of touched on this is that you don't have to be an athlete. I mean, to be a true martial artist, you've been, how many years have you been doing it?
700 now, yeah. I think. Yeah.
What she's talking about, yeah, if you want to be a true martial artist, it takes years and years, but the things she's teaching at her seminar are things that, yeah, you might want to practice them a little bit, but some of the things, the physical things are, it's like, well, you've got your keys, you've got how, if something happens without being a trained martial artist,
yeah,
what you can do, and there are ways to protect yourself.
One of the things that's quite surprising is Trina will actually address like where and how to park your car, and people go, what, huh? And she'll say things like, you know, don't park in a dimly lit area. If there's not a parking space available where there's light, go somewhere where there is. And it's little things like that, I think, sometimes that we might even call or complain. It's like, oh, it's inconvenient. You know, I want to get in and get out because everybody's busy. But your safety should be one of the most important things that you think about every day you leave. You go to work, you get in a car. It's reasonable to assume that everyone else who's in their vehicles is paying attention, wearing their seatbelt, obeying the laws, but we know that that's not always the case yeah. because there's car accidents. There are people that, you know, are not paying attention. And it doesn't matter how prepared you are, you know, you can still get T-boned in an intersection
right.
if you go through the green light and someone else isn't paying attention. So it kind of goes along those lines. What I really like about Trina's program the most is I've been around the martial arts for about 30 years now, and I've seen, you know, all the top names, like in our industry, you know, Dan Inosanto, who's one of Bruce Lee's training mm-hmm. partners and friends. You know, you go and train with guys like that. It makes you feel very small. Like, you know, I don't know anything compared to this guy. But you see some of the things that they teach, basics, awareness, that they're doing the exact same things. Now, they may be lifelong martial artists, but at the end of the day, they're still talking about there's simple things that you can do that you can keep yourself more aware and more safe. So I've witnessed the evolution of her true trained, ready, and unafraid program. I have watched all the techniques. They're very practical. They're very easy to do. Obviously, it takes some effort. But if you grab someone who had no martial arts experience, put them on the mat, and took them through the seminar, I'm telling you right now that they would be surprised at how much they not only learned, but that they were actually able to do, perform, to see mm-hmm. these techniques at work. So we're excited about that. Saturday, 10 to 4, and you can register at the door if you want to. It's open to any female, 12 years and up, no men allowed. So if you're a guy and you show up, Trina will probably tie you up like a pretzel.
And it will hurt.
It does. But we're looking forward to that. And then also Galesburg, kind of on the map, as this is going to be the first weekend that Trina is issuing her licenses to instructors who will now be authorized to teach this program at our school. It's Krista Van Unick from Knoxville is the true instructor at our school now. Krista is one of the first in the world who is getting that certification. We're so proud of her. But it's kind of exciting. Trina and I have been talking about creating a national women's training conference and it being in Galesburg. So get on board, get a part of this early because we have talked about doing some really neat things. Even though this year's event hasn't started, her and I are already, you know, brainstorming like, hey, what can we do next year? Yeah. What can we do to open this up more? Are there other individuals that Bree can bring in? So.
Well, and wife, mother, sister, daughter. I mean, it is a great program. And like you said, it's so simple. Things are so simple. You might think, oh, this is Galesburg. Nothing happens here. Well, enough does. And one, you never know. Two, you're not going to always be here probably. You're going to be in other communities that are maybe even more dangerous. But you never know what the situation you might not think is dangerous could be or a place you might not think is. Could be, and
right.
that's, which is part of which you'll get into the living in the yellow.
Yeah, and we tell people all the time. So you know, Tom, you'll be one of those people that says, "Ah, phooey, baloney. Mm-hmm. I don't need to send my wife or my daughter or any of these people, you know, females in my life to one of these types of events." And I always respond with, "Have you ever tripped?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever fallen?
Mm-hmm.
You ever stumbled?
Oh, never me. No, yes.
Okay." You don't plan for those things to happen, but they do happen. Sometimes when you trip, stumble, or fall, it's just embarrassing. Sometimes you trip, stumble, and fall, and you get hurt. Do you prepare for tripping, stumbling, or falling? Not really.
No.
Because you don't think about it until it happens.
Right.
So everyone that I know, including myself, has tripped, stumbled, or fallen at one point in their life. And it's the same thing with defending yourself or to, I like to call it personal protection because it's not about, oh, I need to punch this person. I need to strike or kick this person. It's about parking in a well-lit area. It's about not staring at your cell phone as you're walking down a street. It's about not going out for cocktails and then leaving a bar or a restaurant by yourself.
Right.
It is about making sure that you have a system of checks and balances. You know, you have a daughter. Hey, I want to make sure that you get home okay. When you're young, you don't think about how important that is for parents.
You're invincible.
But it is. And I think the other thing is empowering women to understand it's their right to be able to protect themselves. I tell people that I can't be around my family 24/7. If anybody tried to hurt my family, I guarantee you I would go Tasmanian devil mode, you know?
Right.
I would do everything I possibly could, physically, mentally, emotionally, to protect them. But I can't be there 24/7. So at some point, you have to empower them with knowledge or skill so that if they come up with a situation or a problem, whether it be at school, at work, or somewhere else, that is going to benefit them. You know, we hear from kids still, you know, a lot of phone call, mom, my nephew's getting bullied. My kid's getting bullied.
Right.
And it sounds like a broken record, but when people have high self-esteem or they develop high levels of confidence, stuff like that just doesn't happen. You know, we can talk statistics all day long, but I'm telling you, people who are confident that walk around and pay attention to what's going on, they're just not victims.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things Trina will talk about, and we'll get her on the air again to talk about it, is why she developed this from personal experience, something that happened to her. And this was not, we're not talking about a bad neighborhood in Chicago where this happened. This was, I think, what, she was in Wisconsin, right, where she grew up.
Yep.
Not again, not a bad neighborhood in Milwaukee either. So it's
always interesting because I think that, you know, everyone has an experience that changes or shapes their life in a positive, negative way. And, you know, I've been on the air a few times here, so it's no secret about some of the things, challenges that I've had, you know, with childhood and abuse and things like that. And it shapes you, period. It just does. It has an effect on you. And sometimes you don't realize it for many, many, many years. And people will call things like, oh, he's, you know, quirky, or they've got, you know, little personality traits that are, you know, might be annoying to some people. But the truth of the matter is, with someone like Trina, she wasn't sitting around going, geez, I wish that I could come up with this wonderful program mm-hmm. to teach women all over the world. It came out of experience and then kind of challenge and encouragement by her husband and many of us who, you know, we all train together at least a few times a year. And that was it. It was one experience that basically put her in a position where she said, I don't ever want this to happen to me again, ever. And if I can help someone else never go through this, then I, by golly, I need to do something about it. And I think that's pretty much, you know, where we would all be. You know, if you went through an experience that was not pleasant and you shared your story, you know, it will influence, it will inspire, it will encourage maybe someone else to make a change. And that's really what I think True is about. And Trina does such a much better job explaining what the system's about and why she did it. And if the people want to come and get signed up and spend the day with her, I guarantee you there is always laughter. There's always some very serious moments. And there are also tears. And sometimes those tears come because there's a bonding moment for these women that come to these programs. Things come out. I mean, I don't know any other way to say it. Yeah. Sometimes things have happened and no one has ever said anything. And then someone will hear Trina share her story and then it just sparks, you know, maybe an emotional response of, you know, something happened to me.
Right.
And so there's a forum. So really, truly, I have to hammer it. It's an empowering day for women to come in and feel great about themselves, to have a good time, to meet some new people and learn some very practical, proven, self-defense techniques that are specifically designed for women.
And again, a week from today, next Saturday.
Yeah, March 4th.
And how would they register if they don't come to
they
the door?
They can come to 1960 North Henderson Street. They can give us a call at 299-5845. We have been reserving spots. We've had some people coming from, let's see, we've got people coming from Michigan, Ankeny, Iowa, Oklahoma.
Wow.
So this is starting to grow. Yeah. This event and this program is really starting to make a difference and get attention. And then we have some local people too. We just would like to see more local people get involved. And sometimes it's kind of like a car. You know, maybe you're not like, oh, I don't want to put on the uniform and do the hi-ya. But this is a great way, as I would say, you know, it's not like a car salesman. You'll kind of try it, test drive it, see if this is something that you'd be interested in. Because we now offer a True program at the Academy just for ladies. So Krista is the instructor for that. And we've had a couple of courses now that gone through. The feedback has been outstanding. But we just want to see as many people there as possible because once Trina's out of town, we'll have to wait another year before we can probably get her back. Right. So if they want to as well, they can check out our Facebook page. And that's facebook.com and then just Martial Arts Galesburg, or just search for Galesburg Academy of Martial Arts. It's pretty easy to find us. But you can reserve a spot if you know, don't have the money today to register. Just let us know you're coming. We'll put you down. But it is limited to 30 women. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a pretty good sized facility, but we don't have room for 50. So if we did that, it's going to be difficult to do a lot of the techniques and to have a successful day. So 30 is the limit. We do have some spaces open. We'd love to have people get in touch with us. And if you just have questions, feel free to give us a call. Shoot us an email. We'll be more than happy to try to answer them. And then, like I said, Trina will be here on Saturday. So you can come, meet her, talk with her. She loves to take pictures. They always do a serious pose.
Yep.
And they always do a silly pose at the end. And that's a lot of fun, too. That's been something that I've enjoyed going back and looking at the previous training courses, people that have attended them. And so anyway, yeah.
That's, and again, we'll try to get Trina on with us during the next week to talk more about the system.
I would do that sooner than later.
Otherwise, I better be out of town next weekend.
Yeah, Tom, Tom's out of town today. Yeah,
With the dislocated
shoulder. Yeah, she knows where you work, so that's
exactly,
the bad part, right?
Exactly. Master Aaron Duke joining us. He is the owner of the Galesburg Academy of Martial Arts. He's an author. He's a musician. He's a disc jockey. He does it all. We'll talk more coming up. It is 8:30 and time to get an update on news with Cameron.